Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Boiling Point Faith and Fire. Wow, this is going to be our final episode of 2025. And if you have been with us since we started this year, you already know the show was never meant to be a safe space. It wasn't meant to be soft or even palatable. This is where truth gets spoken, lies get called out, and faith doesn't get watered down to keep you comfortable. Our mission is simple, and I do believe it is non-negotiable to spread the truth, to wake people up, and really to keep people biblically aligned in a world that profits off of confusion and fear and moral bullshit. We're not here to replace your pastor. We're not here to play culture games. We just want to remind you that discernment is biblical. And silence is costly. And faith without action is dead. Okay. We talk about what most people are afraid to touch, the politics, the power, the corruption, the culture responsibility, because pretending that this stuff does not exist or affect your life, it doesn't make you holy, it makes you blind. And everything we talk about gets, I feel like we're pretty good about filtering it through scripture, not headlines, not hashtags, and not mainstream media narratives. Okay. And before we dive in, obviously, a quick note because adults handle their business responsibly. Legal disclaimer for you guys: the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are our own and are intended for commentary, education, discussion purposes only. Nothing shared should be interpreted as legal, medical, or financial advice. We encourage you to do your own research, think critically, seek counsel where it's appropriate. Political commentary reflects personal perspectives protected under free speech. Okay. And if you followed the show for any length of time, you know that the best part of the show, the grounded part of the show, is going to be my co-host Rory, professional podcast coach, someone who doesn't flinch when the conversation gets out of control. Rory brings that grounded perspective, real world experience, and the ability to challenge ideas without losing integrity or faith in the process. So here's to asking better questions, calling out weak logic, keeping the conversation honest. Welcome, Rory.
Well, thank you so much. I am so glad to be back. I took a few days off, which I never do, and just putting the headphones on was really weird. So I'm really glad that we're back at it,
Yeah.
and hope you had a fantastic holiday.
It was so good. Like, seriously, I'm not even gonna say it was so good, you guys. We do a cookie decorating contest and it's serious. My oldest daughter and I, and every year the four younger kids, my son's like, I'm gonna lock in this year, so make sure that we're at the table with you. I think everybody lasted an hour. Her and I are at the table for probably at least 6 or 7 hours. Like, we do not mess around. And she blows me out of the water every year, but I have to try. So yeah, I don't know how it was for everybody else. I was very locked in, but I don't know. My kids were happy, so it's fine.
Nice.
It all worked out.
We got to see family. That's all that mattered on our end.
Exactly.
So it was very, very cool. We had a nice time. And to be honest, I'm kind of ready at this point. Like, hey, I saw all the relatives. I love it. So I got to see my children, in different pieces and stuff. Love them and so ready to just get back to work and get
Yeah.
back into the grind and let's do it. That's kind of where I'm at. So I don't know about you.
Yeah,
Of
my
course,
week
then
is
the weather hit
still,
us today.
yeah, the weather hit us today, but I feel like I have one more week of just kind of this lull still where the kids are still on break, my husband still isn't at work, and I'm not in the office. I have not been in my office. I don't even know how long. So it's, yeah, I still have another week and I cannot wait. But yeah, we should get into it today, you guys, because we do have a lot to talk about. And I think really what came up at the top of my search, I knew we're going to be talking about Tim and all his BS out there, but I want to talk about something that I think is important because it's kind of like part of why we do this show, because everybody has a voice, everybody has a platform. And I want to talk about Nick Shirley because this dude is reminding people what a real journalist is. He has built this audience by doing what legacy media keeps forgetting to do. Like, he's keeping it very simple, reading the court documents, following the money, asking obvious questions, saying names after indictments drop. He's not a politician. He's not just some guy on the internet. Like, he is a document first reporter who is actually doing the work, and he's not whispering about this. He's not creeping in slow. He is out here calling it all out, and he's focused on everything we should all be focused on, which kind of scares me. I mean, we have to protect this kid at all costs because he's focused on government waste, the fraud, the corruption, especially like he's calling out where taxpayer money is involved. Kids are being used as a cover. Oversight agency. I looked, and when I searched his name today, you guys, not one major news source, none of your things had anything to say about him or what he has done. It took me about 3 pages on Safari to find this kid. Like, they are trying to bury him. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
He's connecting dots. And, even before Minnesota blew up, I mean, he found pandemic relief fraud across multiple states. I know he called that out. I don't know whatever came of that. But he calls out a lot of nonprofits, a lot of government agencies who just rubber stamp payments without any verification. He busted out a bunch of federal COVID programs that were being treated like ATMs. It's, but yeah, Minnesota, you guys, this is his big one today. And this is how he got on my radar. When are we gonna stop hearing about Minnesota? Like, this is so crazy to me.
I've been watching Nick for a while. He was in Portland, dealing with that the whole thing out there, and he was on the ground with the protesters as they were attacking ICE, and he's had protesters follow him and, I mean, beat him up and tear his stuff down and the whole bit. He's been threatened by police and gotten it on camera out there in Portland, especially. He was in Dearborn with a group of guys, also dealing with the Muslim takeover that's happened there. And he was one of those guys who was on the street doing a thing, and a whole group of like 20 Muslim young guys all jumped out of a couple of trucks and were brandishing firearms ready to kill them all, because they thought they were burning the Quran, and that wasn't going on with them. Someone was like two blocks over and not part of their group, but and it all got to the bottom of it, but they threatened their lives, they came out with firearms, it's all on video, and the police stood there, did nothing. I've never seen anything like it. He got that stuff documented, and then he got into the Minnesota thing full force, and had all this. I mean, he's got a video, it's 40 minutes long. I'm sure you've seen it. I have too. It's all over the internet. It has, as of an hour ago, it hit 166 million views
Good.
on the internet in various areas of him walking around with, Freedom Information Act stuff, going, well, this daycare right here was given, $9 million over the last 2 years for this many kids, and there's nobody there. Or the person opens the door and it's vacant. No one's ever been there.
Exactly.
There's like 14 different healthcare agencies in one strip mall that are all receiving millions and millions of dollars, and there's nobody there right in the middle of the week during business hours. It's the biggest fraud ever in the history of the United States. And the FBI finally, after Nick's been doing this stuff for weeks, it took 166 million views to get Cash Patel to send some guys. They're finally looking into this stuff and, seizing boxes and, going into these businesses with search warrants and everything else. But, Nick Shirley is the only journalist I've seen in the last 20 years, probably since maybe Breitbart himself, but that long ago. It's been that long.
I want this to empower other people. We need more of him doing this kind of thing, for sure. Like, I want people to be empowered by that. And does he, I mean, he has to have bodyguards. Does he have some sort of like his own protection at least?
Couple security guys that he's now paying, with his YouTube money. But I mean, he's not walking around with like, 18 different, guys in flak jackets with guns or anything.
He should
It's a
be,
couple of
because our
guys.
government is scary. And especially Minnesota. I mean, didn't someone who voted against the machine got she got taken out? So that's
Yeah, state
terrifying to
senator.
me. Very obvious. The only person who votes wrong and she's murdered for that. Her husband too, I believe, right? Both of them.
Got them
So
both.
just terrifying. That's the devil's playground out there, but we're over $250 million in federal funds. You guys think this isn't happening in your state? Like, you really think that this kind of stuff is not happening in our entire government? This is just a small little piece of a huge, huge problem. That's it.
Well,
Like,
that number
yeah.
is just what he uncovered in one day.
Right.
That's, I mean, the number right now from what he's projecting,
Yeah.
with his most recent reports and stuff on X and stuff like that, is it's estimated to be over 9 billion with a B
Yeah.
in fraud.
It's
And
so frustrating.
Tim Walz,
And
of course, came out and said it was because of white supremacy.
I saw it. I'm like, there is no way he really said that. Because if
He
anything else,
did.
scream racism, because that solves all the problems.
That's all you can do.
And that guy wonders why people drive by his house calling him a retard. I mean, how ignorant. I just feel like, he's the scarecrow. If I only had a brain. But this is the thing, you guys, everybody's crying because the Department of Education, right? We're done with the Department of Education, but this is exactly why. One of the million and one reasons why, because they're the ones who approve claims without verifying anything. They continued payments despite internal warnings. They failed to inspect sites. They claim they lacked authority to stop payments, which the courts called this is bullshit. So this is another reason why things like this need to happen, because the money was never going to help the kids. In fact, if you guys look at the real tests when it comes to the Department of Education, skill sets went down. Like the learning, like kids got dumber because the money wasn't going to kids, wasn't going to teach them how to read. You know how many kids really don't know how to read? Even in the school in my backyard, kids that, my girls play rec ball with, because I homeschool in case you guys are new here. And the reading level that my kids are at compared to public school kids is it's insane to me. It's insane. So outside of that, this guy's doing good work. But yeah, mainstream media did, I think they did a little whisper campaign of initial indictments, but they just stop. It's like everything else. Like, we don't get to hear about it because, stuff gets dragged on and it's nothing is immediate. We have the microwave mentality. We want everything here. But Nick didn't give up. Like, he has followed every single court filing. He has highlighted delays and plea deals. He's asking the question, why oversight failed this badly?
Yeah. Well, and he doesn't have the resources to track the money. That's where the FBI has to come in. Because anybody who thinks that this is all Somali immigrants who don't speak the language, who came up with this whole idea and put this all into place with all of these government programs for themselves, I mean, is absolutely kidding themselves. This is fraud from the
They must be
highest level.
related to Tim Waltz.
This is government and the elites. I mean, really, this is the upper echelon of political fraud. And the big question really to me is not how it went through, because you can see it. We bring in these immigrants, they shouldn't be here. We tell them, hey, keep quiet, because you're not supposed to be here. And in exchange for that, we're going to pay you. You're going to get really good money. But all this other money, we're taking that and we're moving that over here. I mean, if you're one of the Somalis involved, you're like, hey, I get to stay in America. I get a really great paycheck and I just have to sit here and say nothing. Cool. I'll be quiet every day. Wonderful country. Thanks for inviting me in. On the other hand, where is $9 billion? Somebody has to go to jail. Somebody has got to go to jail. And not like, John Smith in the corner office, who sweeps the floors sometimes. Okay. No, the people who really did this, somebody, this is absolutely connected up the chain to something unbelievable with this much money and this intricate of it's connected to all these different government programs too. It's not just one. It's healthcare, it's education, it's COVID relief, it's everything going through these daycares and these medical facilities also that don't exist. There's nobody there. They're all shell companies. It blows your mind that $9 billion with a B can just disappear.
Disappear.
And everybody goes, well, we'll have some congressional hearings. And Brandon, I'm telling you, if I hear congressional hearings on this, I'm going to lose what's left of my mind on this thing. I don't want to hear any more of that. If Republicans are not sending in badges, okay, and jackboots to handle this, then I'm done. I'm done with them. Doesn't matter who's running what anymore.
But that's the thing. I mean, if we're looking at the truth of the situation, we know that this is all a movie. It's a big corrupt scripted show. Minnesota is not the only state doing it. So absolutely, it's coming from the big guys. And what have we learned? Like, the hardest lesson probably of this year is that this is a system that protects itself. They're going to protect themselves because they always
100%.
do, and they've taken advantage of that. And we have been silent and complicit for far too long. And just even the ridiculous idea that there aren't journalists anymore. Like, this, are we kidding? Like, why are they making his stuff controversial? Because he's telling the truth. That doesn't make any sense to me. Because it's journalism is broken. Like, nobody is really out here to report the truth, and people are getting bought and paid for every single day. Every single day.
Well,
Stop watching.
he sent his stuff to the networks. So they have all the stuff he's got. And apparently they're still trying to bury it and bury him. I don't understand
It's
that.
frustrating. It's frustrating, you
Really
guys. We're
don't.
watching a movie. That's what it is. It's a looped script. Same actors and the same talking points, congressional hearings, and the same, everything. They're trying to tell you what to feel while they're going to redirect you to take your eyes away from the money, because this is what's going to happen, and this is what happens, and this is what has happened in the past, and history repeats itself. If you follow the money, the story falls apart every single time. That's all.
Yeah,
And then
good
there's
point.
no accountability. And what happens? Like, we're still going to pretend that politicians who've never held a real job, bureaucrats who have never missed a paycheck, and that media people who are sponsored by pharmaceutical ads, okay, are the moral referees of our current reality. And that's how the game works. Public crisis, emergency funding, reduced oversight, moral shield. Think of the children. Think of the vulnerable. Don't ask questions right now. There goes the money. It's out. Accountability disappears. Headlines move on. Taxpayers get screwed. Rinse and repeat. How many times does this happen? The media is not investigating, they're narrating. They are reading exactly what they're handed, and they're avoiding. They're avoiding what requires confrontation, and they're protecting access. They're always going to be protecting the money. And it's not about the truth. We get noise, not numbers. That's it. And it's outrage. We don't get audits. We just get outrage. And yeah, they want us arguing left and right, left versus right all day long, black versus white, whatever, whatever, because they're money. They're getting paid. Like, we're useful idiots. And they're not even hiding it anymore, you guys. Like, they're smiling for the cameras, they're signing the bills, shrugging when it collapses. Oh, darn. Blame the system. They blame the system. Like, they're not a part of it. This is twisted actors on the devil's playground playing musical chairs with your freaking money while daring you to notice, and they're laughing about it. It's literate. It's when we have to hold them accountable. If you can't tell us who approves funds, who verifies claims, who gets paid, where it goes, what's bought, who blocks the audit, we're never going to know the story. We just get to watch the trailer. It is infuriating. And
You know, you're right about the partisan part because everybody wants to immediately get into left and right. Well, this happened in Minnesota and it's Tim Walz and, you know, he's a joke and, you know, everything else. But,
that's
you
all
know, this
true.
isn't a left and right issue. That's all true, right? Check, 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 got it. You know, but it's not, you're right. It's not a partisan thing because, you know, there were when the country was shut down, so to speak, and they were going over SNAP benefits and the red states all sent in their stuff, you know. There were, I don't even know how many red states, 23, I think, that reported fraud in the SNAP program within their own states and said, we do have a problem. We're working on it, but here's the problem. And they reported not only the numbers and the people, but found problems and reported it. Now, you didn't hear a lot about that because the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about fraud in these programs because then, of course, there's the blue states who didn't send anything in because they don't want to talk about their fraud. Apparently, it's bigger. I don't know. But fraud is fraud is fraud. And it's against all of us as taxpayers. When you go to work every day and 30 plus percent of your paycheck is leaving and going to the government, and then you find out that the government's just given away $9 billion and you have no idea where it went. I mean, this isn't like it went to Ukraine and I disagree with it. If you don't know where it went, then how nefarious is the destination? I mean, how absolutely evil is the destination that this money's going to for us to not have any clue where it is and for nobody to want to find it? There are people who know where this money's at, and they don't want to talk about where it went. And that's where you start to really look at things like, the Devil's Playground. That's when you really look at, okay, what's happening with kids and human trafficking and all this other kind of thing. Because when things just disappear and neither side wants to go find it, they all have a pretty good idea where they went and they don't want to talk about it. It's the thing that shall not be named. And there's some evil stuff going on with this. And we're probably never going to know it, but that's my challenge to Cash Patel and the FBI is, you know what? Do your job for once. Just for once, do your job. Let us know exactly what happened here. I would love it if that happened one time. Not hold my breath, but it would be great.
And their hands are tied. I feel like there's so much, even first of all, I'm just so disgusted with him. I don't even respect him as a human. Like I just look at that guy and I laugh. Like I'd put him in the Tim Walz category. I'm just he doesn't I'm out of it. Like I'm so far detached from what he has done. He's done nothing. Like he needs to grow a pair and there's a lot of things that need to happen and whatever that is, even if we had someone who could, was a ball buster and here out to make change, again, we've got a system that protects itself because Devil's Playground, the world is run by ancient satanic cult worshiping pedophile elites, literally. If you've it's there. They're mocking us. They think it's hilarious. They've been getting away with it for so long. And who's going to do the research like this, you guys? Who's going to do that? Who's going to continue to read filings and continue to look at charges? Who's going to track convictions? Who's going to watch who never gets named? Who's going to notice who is protected? It's going to be people like Nick. And there have to be more people like this that step up. I'm not a journalist, you guys, but I know it's in one of you. I know it's in you. I'm just here to push you into your potential, to show you what's possible, to help you turn off the movie, turn on your brain, follow the money. We don't need louder people. We need brave people right now. We need people who are willing to take up space on their platforms like Nick did and say what is actually true, not what's trending, not what's safe, not what gets you $7,000 a month, not what keeps the invites coming or the sponsorship checks clean, but verifiable truth. The numbers that aren't adding up. We want to see that. The timelines that contradict every story that's coming, asking those super uncomfortable follow-up questions while everyone else is just nodding and moving on. We care about all these. I've not been on Facebook, you guys, and it's just a breath of fresh air. I've thrown up a couple posts, but I have not scrolled, and it has been just like peaceful. Because what's happening, you guys, every platform is an echo chamber recycling the same pre-approved talking points. Both sides. Okay. One outlet says it, the rest repost it, influencers paraphrase. Some of them don't even bother changing it. And suddenly it's a fact because it's on Facebook. And it was said enough times with confidence in a clean graphic. You know how many of my people that I was really rooting for this year that I've seen through their bullshit? And I'm like, hold on. I'm gonna look into this, and that's how I've realized it's just a movie. But this isn't, they're not journalists. They're just regurgitating bullshit with whatever to get paid. And speaking the truth is gonna cost something. You're gonna lose favor, you're gonna lose opportunities, and this is the problem. You're gonna get labeled and dismissed and shadowed, you're gonna get attacked. And I get that that's why so few people actually do it. Because what do we know to be true in the spiritual warfare battle? Real truth telling isn't rewarded up front. It's always going to get punished first. But you guys, silence doesn't make you neutral. It is making you useful to the lie. If you have a platform, big or small, and all you're doing is repeating what the machine already approved, you are not informing anyone. You're just keeping it noisy and loud enough to drown out any kind of accountability. You've got to slow down instead of rushing to comment, verify instead of reacting, read instead of reposting. Follow the money, not the crowd. And not the money that's going to line your pockets. I'm saying the money that brings us to the truth. Where are our kids? Where is our money? Facts don't care about political convenience, and truth isn't meant to bend to protect your feelings or donors or power. You have a responsibility.
Agree. Oh, and I agree. And yeah, I agree with that one too.
It's
So, yeah.
accountability is so far lost. And you guys, there's so many stories this year that stuck in my bones. So many things, like Irina. Okay, we've brought that up a few times, and between Irina and between Charlie, this was the catalyst in me launching my voice to not be afraid. And yes, a lot came at me. A lot came at me, and I didn't die. Did it suck for a minute? Of course. But this is the thing, there's still no clean closure. Not even with Irina. There's been nothing. People talking around it, but there's no straight answers here. Nothing that would satisfy basic justice or, God forbid, common sense. Like, instead, we just keep seeing the pattern. It's the pattern. Not only is there an Irina out there getting killed every single day by a criminal who's had 80 convictions and is out free. Okay, we see the pattern. It's still happening. I mean, there was a lady just in Barnes and Nobles just got stabbed for no freaking reason. But then here's the pattern that continues, because then, there's delays, there's half updates, conflicting narratives. I can't even find the truth here. And the system is moving slow when honestly, accountability would be inconvenient for them. Irina didn't become a story. She is a mirror, like showing us how quickly a life can get lost in bureaucracy, public distraction. Once the headline's cool, nobody cares. But I'm not going to forget her, even if the machine wants us to move on, because it's not just about her. There's so many like her. And with Charlie Kirk, we're never going to know what happened. I get that. Too many narratives, too many agendas, too many players to benefit from confusion. That's it. They are making so much money on your confusion about what happened to him. Like, there's so many people that have benefited from his death that I don't know that one single money trail will come to an answer. It's like they all got in on it and were like, hey, we can really make a lot of money. Let's just sacrifice the one for the many. Maybe a few people will come to Christ. Maybe a few people will sell their soul. We win, they win, everybody wins. But like, we get just enough information to keep everyone arguing. That's the tell. When these stories that we've covered this year, when they stay murky, when timelines don't line up and accountability never materializes, it's because the full truth would disrupt more than just public opinion. That's it. So
I think we all
we're,
need to be a little more careful about the tail
yes.
wagging the dog too,
Yeah.
because that's that just happened again on Christmas Day. That we apparently went after a whole bunch of terrorists who were killing Christians. And there's a video that came out about about some Christians in a church in Nigeria getting shot and stuff like this. And apparently Trump authorized through the Department of War a airstrikes with Nigeria's blessing. And they went after these groups of people through these airstrikes, right? And so, and it happened on Christmas Day. What do you know? The day when Christians are celebrating the, I don't know,
Birth
birth of
of
Jesus,
the
right?
baby.
What do you know? And so I'm like, okay, could you have written this like more corny about what you're trying to do? If you want to do something about Christians being killed, you really think that some airstrikes are going to just, that you threw into the jungle in a few places and all of a sudden they're going to stop killing Christians? No, the ones who got killed are done. The ones who didn't are back. We're not going back to do it again anytime soon. And they're back to killing Christians. The entire thing was a tail wagging the dog thing to say, look what I did.
Right.
It really made me kind of sick when I heard the whole thing. And I've seen so many, brothers and sisters in Christ who are going, oh, it's fantastic. Someone finally stood up for us. And I'm like, you're buying this?
Yeah.
You're believing this? I'd love to believe it. But you're telling me that with no warning, it just got so bad. This has been going on forever. And
Yep.
all of a sudden, it got so bad that on Christmas Day, we had to do this.
Yeah.
And now, what? We saved all these Christians in Nigeria? Is that what you think? The tail wagging the dog at this point is so bad that they're not even trying to hide it anymore.
Yeah.
It's almost like, hey, I'm going to do this thing that really is a bunch of phony baloney, and maybe we'll get a couple terrorists, but I'm probably just dropping some bombs in the jungle and not getting anybody. It was awful. And if
That's
Nigeria was in on it and
embarrassing.
approved it, well, that means they notified, these
Yeah.
guys to get out of their strongholds.
Right.
It wasn't some cool. That's the thing. Oh, well, it was okay to do because Nigeria was okay with it. So we
Yeah.
didn't like attack Nigeria or anything. If you told Nigeria was coming, they told the bad guys it was coming.
Obviously.
They moved. No one's seen any dead bodies.
No.
No one's seen any victims of these bombs. Nobody's heard of any major military leaders being taken out. It's not like we had Gaddafi's body, right, on
Right.
television or Osama's body or anything like that. No. But Christians all over the place are going, yay, someone stood up for us. And I'm like, how stupid are you? We got to wake up the
Yep.
lions for a lot of different reasons. But one of the reasons also is to not believe the false propaganda. It is still up to us. It's up to us to read our Bibles. It's up to
It
us to
is.
take up, the armor of God and go out there and actually do what needs to be done and not back down and wait for someone in an administration somewhere to do it for us.
Yeah.
They aren't going to. They
Right.
didn't this time. And this is probably the biggest piece of BS that I've encountered in a long time. And honestly, on Christmas Day, I was physically sick
Yeah.
listening to this report.
I didn't even know that
I just
happened.
couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. I didn't even see that
Awful.
happened.
Awful.
But that's, I get it. I get it, you guys. I get why you would want to cling to something like that because we desperately innately have that. It's just a desire to want to see that someone is has our back. So
Right.
yeah, I get the lure, but the gig is up, you guys. Like the veil's down and it's all crap, and this is the thing. Even the scripture never promised us full transparency in this lifetime. You guys know that, right? No full transparency in that lifetime. What it does promise is that nothing hidden stays hidden forever. It does tell us that, God is not mocked and justice belongs to him even when the earthly systems fail. So, yeah, our role isn't really to force conclusions or to buy the fake scripted heroism acts of written the movie. We're not here to believe the movie. We're here to stay anchored in what we know is true and to keep our hearts clean and our eyes open. Really. We're not worshiping the outcomes. And I think that's where you guys need to be separated from this. I think that's going to be part of what helps you wake up the lions is stop worshiping the outcome. Like we want it so bad. We want people to be held accountable. Don't worship information. Just worship God. And this is the thing that really has gotten me through the podcast without losing my ever-loving mind because the lack of common sense is just, it just, I can't. Like my brain shorts and I can't process another thought when I think about how ridiculously stupid we've all been useful idiots. We don't collapse when the answers don't come. We endure, we discern, and we trust that truth, doesn't need us to panic to survive. That's it. So stop buying the movie, you guys. The accountability. I mean, we talked about that kind of a lot last week too. It's not coming fast because the system is designed to move slow. because the truth is threatening too many people at once right now. So real accountability, we know it's not the press conferences. It's not the public announcements. It's those sealed indictments. It's the financial audits. It's the grand juries and the cases built tight. That takes time because otherwise they fail on appeal. And there's a very unsexy truth that nobody wants to hear when we're watching Minnesota, states like Minnesota, we're watching it burn in broad daylight. And Bondi and Patel, neither of them are really sitting in a position where they can unilaterally roll in and start arresting governors and state agencies. They don't control the charging decisions or state prosecutions. So even if they were cool people that I believed in, their hands are genuinely tied. And that's part of why people are mad because, you know, the faces that we were taught to associate with, you know, justice and law and order. Like we thought this was the dream team, right? I said it, everybody said it. We were like, yeah, they aren't holding the levers that I thought they were. That's it. So, you know, it's jurisdiction gets kicked around like a hot potato, and we're just watching obvious corruption with zero visible consequences. It's a natural response to want to find hope in little things like, yay, we bombed some Christian killers. You know, or yay, they're finding this fraud and is Walt going to be held accountable? Like, we were never promised the front row seats to justice. I just want to make that very clear. Okay, because it is frustrating, but I read the ending of the book and we do win. Okay. It doesn't feel like it. I'm sure there were so many times when Jesus was out there like, oh, this is never gonna work. It's never going to work. The good guy's never going to win. And he just kept going anyway. You know, people are going to choose darkness. People are going to sell their conscience. People are going to trade the truth for comfort. And it doesn't mean that God is losing. It doesn't. It just means that the line is being drawn. Spiritual warfare is never going to look like instant vindication. It's, come on, you guys. It's that freaking endurance. You know, it's the discernment and it's you refusing to bow to the system that's telling you to clap. We've been manipulated. Reckless, bought and paid for humans, they're passing laws, they're stealing money, they're rewriting morality, but they cannot outrun God's judgment and they cannot cancel the truth. So let's not panic. Let's not buy into the movie. I want you to stay sober-minded, and I want you to be someone who is going to stand up and speak what's true. We are called to protect the innocent and trust that God settles these accounts, okay? That he will settle this. That's it. Darkness is what's allowed. The truth waits and then it just kind of stands up. So come on, you guys. Like we're closing out 2025 and you know, we're not going to be naive. We're not going to be numb. And we're sure as hell not going to back down. We've watched corruption just masquerade around like it's dressed up like virtue and truth is treated like a threat. But like the Bible said it would happen, you guys. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. Said it was going to happen. That's not a prophecy for someday. That's like our warning right now. So, our call isn't to fix everything or to force outcomes. Like your job is to wake up and stay obedient and stay rooted in Christ while the world loses its freaking mind. And it's a mess.
Amen.
It is such a mess. Like I wouldn't even know where to start. Does this, I'm sure the system even is so confused. Like, where do they even start? I know, I do believe there's good guys in there. I do. I do believe there's people that want to do the right thing. So I pray for their discernment and for their voices and, you know, for their lives, ideally, because when you threaten people's money, they feel like they have nothing else to lose. And that's when people start dying. And that's unfortunate.
Right. 100%. 100%. All right. Anything else for today?
No, I'm
for the
good
end
for
of the
today,
year?
you guys.
For
No,
our last
that's
one for the
it.
year?
That's it. I would
Okay.
just say, like, wake up, speak up, become a Nick, become a Rory, start a podcast, start a show, use your platform, speak the truth, do some research, and just know God wins. Love you guys.
Great wrap up. I love it.